Hey gang, Roro here. Just a quick note before we start the show. Today's guest, Michael, neglected to tell us that he likes to dump the classic Garlic Fresno Edition Hot Ones hot sauce all over his tacos when he goes to Taco Bell. Just thought that was some important info to have for this episode and wanted to share that prior to that news being made public. So there that is. Enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. Here, as always, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian. Jojo, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Full swing of spooky season has begun.
It's a fall eve.
It is. It is. I just turned off my air conditioning. I'm ready to rip.
I'm really happy for you.
Thank
We're
you.
We're in for quite a night, my friend. Quite a night.
I'm excited. I feel like we keep kind of taking these big swings between caffeine and booze.
Mm-hmm.
This is a corner I'm really excited to sit on for as long as it'll have me.
We're going to be hitting the
four. I'm excited about our guests.
I'm so excited. Our guest has foisted some very special Hot Ones hot sauces on us as a bonus sometimes situation tonight that we're going to do after we do a dance with every Four Roses bourbon in existence, I think. Oh my gosh.
I think so. We've already got people in the chat.
Oh my God. We got shout out Candace. We got CK Companion asking if there's going to be any Cobra Kai and Twisted Metal talk. Ooh, maybe about 15 seconds worth, but we're Totally Beverages and sometimes hot sauce over here.
Yeah, that might have been the extent of it right there, what Roro just let slip. Boy, oh boy. But what a week it's been.
It has been a tremendous week. Let's get some business out of the top because I want to get into these bourbons. I want to talk with our guests. I want to get at it. I am not, and I'm not allowing you either, Jojo, to add anything to our vision board until we get something off of it. And everyone's asking probably, why the fuck is that ice maker not off the vision board
yet? There's a lot of real estate as well.
So, update on Elizabeth's birthday present ice maker. I've gotten my refund, okay?
Oh.
I still have the machine here. They said they were going to send a return label, but they haven't yet. So, seeing how that all plays out, I did order another ice maker for her, the one that she originally wanted. There was a early, like, Prime Day something deal. Uh-huh. And it was $80 off. And then there was like, have you ever on Amazon, there's like that little like, check this box for a $5 coupon that will be
yes.
taken off. So it said like click here for an $80 coupon.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that must be the Prime deal, $80 off. No, it was an additional $80 off.
Woo.
So we're talking $160 off.
And did you let Elizabeth know this sweet bargain you got?
Well, this is hilarious. I did let her know the bargain, and her heart sank as soon as she heard the bargain because she just thinks like, okay, now it's going to be the wrong thing again. She doesn't believe that a bargain can be had.
A bargain can be had.
I think
so. A bargain can be had. I just wasn't sure if it's too gauche to tell the person you're giving the gift to the sweet deal you got.
No,
on.
I know.
It is a little finances and all. It does.
Yeah, we share finances, and it's still a nice gift. You know what I mean? It's still, you know, I don't know. But anyways,
I'm excited
we'll
for you. That's incredible. That makes me want to investigate it more. But I'm going to wait.
Fingers crossed. I'll have a report on this ice maker next week, and we can move this off the vision board onto the Dreams Come True board, and we'll get the show on the road. Okay.
Okay. Great. That sounds good.
What is next? Oh, the T-Bash hotline is back. Oh. It is open. 909-295-CAFE. That's also 909-295-2233. Jojo, any thoughts about the hotline coming back?
I love it. It's my absolute favorite part of the show when we were podcast only. All due respect to Andy, my then boss, now compadre. We would, it was the best. We get questions, weird stories, drunk phone calls. We want it all. And we had to bring it back.
There have been a few drunk people calling in. I do miss that. Or in drunk people in the chat. I want to encourage that as well.
They've appeared from time to time, I was going to say. And we've brought a few listeners up in the hot seat and actually brought them into the live stream before. But the voicemail is a precious thing. And I don't want it to go the way of the rotary telephone. I really want this thing to stick around and have some life. So I highly recommend calling 999-295-CAFE.
Cafe. It's more, it's less, you can be more yourself on the voicemail, I think. No one's watching. There's no video. It's more intimate in a weird way. Anyways, do
you
it.
Are.
What else we got here? Follow us on all of our socials, wherever you like your socials, at T-Bash Live. We got, if you tuned in last week, we made our first rap contest beat on the fly using only beverage sounds and duck sounds, and it was the best piece of music I've ever made in my entire life. I'm thinking after we get into these bourbons, maybe we can workshop a rap or something. I've been trying to get started on my submission, but so maybe down later tonight we can just fire up that beat, if nothing else.
I think that's a great idea. And also, for anyone looking for where they can find it, it's in our Discord. Made a rap contest channel specifically for it in our Discord. So you can go over there. That's also T-Bash Live on the Discord. You can find it, a link to it in our link tree on all our socials. And if you need it some other way, if Discord freaks you out, just DM us or shoot us an email, and we will make sure you have a copy of it.
Do you think we could put it up on the Linktree thing in our bio?
I suppose we could.
Maybe we'll do that as
well. I'll do that too. Consider it dropped.
Speaking of contests, Randy, if you're out there tonight, please know that the one-of-a-kind Tapper painting was officially put in the mail to you, so you should be receiving that any day. Please send us a pic once you receive it. Funny situation at the post office with the insurance on that. You know, because you buy insurance at the post office.
Yeah. You want to make sure. What do you do when it's priceless?
It was free. Exactly. You nailed it. It turns out priceless is free. So I didn't even have to get insurance on it. But anyways, Randy, it's all happening.
Can I just share one more note on this rap competition here? So don't worry about mixing this thing. You can just send in your rhymes. If you want to send as a voice memo, as a voicemail, however you want to get it to us, you want to drop it as a file in that Discord, and we'll put it to the beat for you if need be.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. But also, you just play it on your phone and sing with the phone into your other phone on the voice, whatever.
If you got two phones, it's an easy thing.
If you got two phones, if you got your laptop and your phone, don't overthink it. We just want the lyrics, really.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into it. What's happening next? Ooh, tonight, special guest. It is that time. Are you ready, JoJo?
I was born ready.
Oh, God. We got a TV writer, producer, and showrunner with us tonight. He was a writer, was a writer. He'll let us know, but he won't, because we're not going to talk about it on Cobra Kai.
Check out IMDb.
The hit show Cobra Kai, the fifth season is out now. Love that. He also has an upcoming show coming. He's a showrunner of Twisted Metal coming to a screen in 2023. It's going to be on Peacock, so look out for that. Which is, JoJo, how insane is that, that there's a Twisted Metal TV show? It's just bonkers to me.
I'm excited to, well, unfortunately we can't talk about it. I was hoping we could get some idea of how this story intends to lay out, if we're going to find out where all these people live or how they got to the sort of Thunderdome where Twisted Metal takes place or what, you know, like it's, but we won't. We won't know anything until this lands.
We won't
on
know anything about it, but it's coming. What else do I know about our guests tonight? They drink things. Very true.
Mm.
Loves hot sauce.
Oh, look at that. Got some on his shirt.
Now look at this. Hold on. Let's zoom in on that. Can you see that, JoJo?
That is so adorable. Oh my God. It's a little rooster. It's not a little heart. It's the sriracha bottle.
It is the sriracha bottle.
Oh my God.
How crazy is that?
Did he get it? This is a question we can ask.
We can definitely ask.
Did he
ask
get this made at an embroidery house? You know, did he go to a freestanding kiosk at the mall and say, I need you to do this as tiny as possible?
Now, well, it isn't as tiny as you think. His hands are actually twice the size of a normal man's hands, but it's still pretty small.
So this is an actual size bottle, the small bottle, but still, like, this is...
yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. So that's really exciting. We're also going to find out if he likes ducks. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Maybe we'll ask after the rap beat when he hear it, because he'll hear Snackers in there. Anyways, are you ready,
JoJo? He likes ducks, he cannot lie. I am.
Oh boy, please welcome to the show, Michael Jonathan Smith.
Hey. You are muted.
You are muted.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate way to come in. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited.
So many things to talk about when it comes to Cobra Kai and Twisted Metal. Unfortunately, we simply must focus on these beverages.
Absolutely.
Must. Now, let me ask you this about that beautiful sweatshirt in the picture. You were wearing that the other day when I dropped off the Bevs.
Yes, sir.
Where did that come from? Because it is gorgeous.
It was either a Christmas gift or a birthday gift from my wife. She did not embroider it herself.
Did she tell you how much it cost?
I don't know why I took away immediately any. She didn't do it. She bought it. It's this cool store that does all these little funny, like little embroidery logos in the corner. Like they do llamas and logos and burgers and pizza.
Not interested. Yeah. The sriracha bottle. That's incredible.
Are you rocking it right now?
I am rocking it right now.
Let's get a taste.
Wait.
There it goes. Hey. Oh, my God.
Sorry, excuse my giant hand. Here, I'll point to it. There we go, right there. Why do I break every bottle I hold?
These hands.
So the way we like to get to know our guests and start the show is with something called the beverage profile. So basically, you're going to take us through a typical day in your life, starting from the moment you wake up. Okay, what is the first thing that you drink? And we're going to go through the whole day and ask you some questions.
Look, I this is going to be very boring. I don't drink coffee or tea. I go straight water almost all day. So I my day usually
starts... cold? What are we talking about?
We're talking
cold.
You got
to slow down there, friend.
Okay, so I wake up. What time do I wake up? Usually around 7, which is when my wife's like, you have to wake up because go to school soon, my daughter. So I wake up. I get the kid ready for school. With my wife, I shower, I get dressed, I go to work. Right now we're in post for Twisted Metal.
Hold on. Are we to assume right now that you have not had a sip of anything yet?
That's correct.
Dry mouth all the way to school? This is good.
I'm going hard dry mouth. If anything, I'm drinking my own spit, baby.
Wow.
And I go to our post office, which is not the post office, our office where we do post for Twist Metal.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different.
I thought you were going to chime in on this insurance discussion from earlier.
Yay. Here's where I live. This is where our mail goes. And that's when I usually start my first drink of the day. And now it really depends. Well, Kent is coming in strong yes, I absolutely drink nothing. I refuse. Also, hi, CK Companion.
This really is a first, I think, on the show I mean, we've done about 150 episodes. I think this is the first that someone's gotten out of the house without having a sip of anything.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I don't drink any caffeine, so I don't drink any soda, don't drink any coffee, don't drink any tea. Mm-hmm. So basically when I get into the office, I'm either starting with my little pre-breakfast, my little snack, because I'm trying to like eat my big meal at lunch. I'm doing intermittent fasting intermittently. So I'll have a little like granola bar in the morning, and maybe I'll do a little LaCroix to go with it, or a bottle of water. So that's usually my first drink of the day, at least.
What time is that, though?
This is like 9:30-ish, 9:30, 10. Wow. So now I'm on the train. Now I'm either digging that LaCroix. I'm usually leaning towards a lime lately, which is very good.
Ooh,
see, very I will give props to our office that has like a ton of LaCroix, but they have all the like goofy fun ones, and I don't like the fun flavors. I am not a key lime man. I'm not a peach and plum. I don't fudge with that shit. So yeah,
that's fine. That's your right.
That's my right.
I agree. The key lime is not good. It tastes like melted lollipops or something.
Too much sweet. Too much. Ugh. It just tastes like a party in my mouth and no one's invited.
Do you have any other faves besides a lime? If you had your druthers.
Yes.
What are your top three flavors?
Yeah. What's Michael's variety pack?
My variety pack is lime, lemon, and pamplemousse. Although I've been messing with the tangerine lately, and it's not bad.
Ooh, I have not had that. Okay, so you have your little morning snack. You got little your LaCroix morning, or some water. What's happening? Treat. Take us 11 o'clock to noon. What's happening in there? Are you a sipper? Or you are a chugger?
So now I'm a sipper. I'm a sipper, and I like to forget about the can halfway through. And then the can's warm, and I'm like, well, now I need a new can. So clearly, I also hate the environment.
That's right.
Then I usually am like dabbling between my LaCroix and like a bottle of water. Lunch comes around, I go right back to LaCroix. I want something a little flavor as I'm downing whatever food we're eating that's in the Burbank area. And then afternoon, I'm straight
dry water. Food.
Yeah, dry food, the driest flavorless food. And then I'm going. And then I'm going bottles of water all afternoon. No White Claws at work.
Are there any energy drinks in the fridge at where you're working?
There is one box of Mountain Dew Code Red that I did not put there, but I will not partake in.
Did we're fate in the, put it there? We just drank flow. It last week.
We drank did it last
what did,
week.
What did
friend.
You think of? Where's your? Where do you land on it?
I come from a long line of Mountain Dew drinking, and JoJo has an affinity for the Code Red, and we were pleasantly delighted revisiting it last week, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, it won. I hate to say it.
Did it win against itself? Are we drinking against other Mountain Dews?
Classic Mountain Dew. Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's Mountain Dew with grenadine. It's dynamite.
Classic Mountain Dew is like, and I don't mean to offend anyone who likes Mountain Dew. It tastes like batteries. I do not care for the basic.
All right. Well, how do we
I just took that? Him off the stream.
What's going to do?
So that's going to be
that's the end of it.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit.
So, so let's get back to kind of lunchtime, though. You got your LaCroix. What's happening after that? Take us into the day.
I'm back to the water bottles because right now I've been looking at a screen for about 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like trying to keep that headache from not materializing.
Well, I'm curious. I'm worried about your early morning beverage situation. And I don't think I've ever been worried about a guest before. But maybe I feel like that first. I just want to make sure you're staying hydrated. That's going to help with those computer headaches, those screen headaches.
Oh, it's a fair point. I should drink more water in the morning. Problem is, I'm too busy. Yeah, I got to keep it moving.
You got to go. Water's not easily portable, you know?
Do they have restroom? Do they have...
If only there was some sort of container that could transport the water. Unfortunately, I'm drinking straight out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Like a bear.
you finally figured out how to hit that feeder bar to get the water out. Lapping it up.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't help that my wife has tied the fridge to a tree above our house to make sure I don't get to it.
So this is my kind of my hydration test for you. Have you ever seen the inside of the restrooms at this post facility?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay,
I do
good. Perfect. So you're urinating.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not absorbing.
It's red. But yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, the rest of the afternoon, take us till the time, like you're done with work, anything happening. And then what's happening once you get home?
It's I'm sorry to be such a boring guest. It really is just this water situation. Come home. I usually have a LaCroix or a water with dinner.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, that's when the fun happens. Then we're talking some alcoholic drinks. That's when we start getting into the real beverage times.
Before we get there, Are you switching up LaCroix flavors along your journey, or do you tend to stick with one? Like, if you started your day with lime, are you ending with lime?
I'm an any port in the storm kind of man.
Right.
So yeah, you are. Right now we got tangerine in the fridge, and that's what I'm slumming with. Yeah, I will dig through the fridge at work and make sure I don't drink the weird flavors. But that's about as far. Otherwise, I'll be like, well, I guess I'm drinking lemon today. I guess I'm a lemon boy.
You are. You are lemon boy. I have a question too. Were you ever a caffeine person, or is this a lifelong no caffeine?
No, I was. Now I feel like I'm an AA. Listen, in my darkest times.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
I was a seven. I was like deep in the Diet Coke game.
I was drinking that's a deep game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was drinking five to seven a day. It was bad.
Yeah. Like, boom.
Yeah. That's so. And wouldn't you know it? I started having stomach problems. What could possibly be it? So I think a combination between all the caffeine and just like normal everyday anxiety.
Yeah.
I was just like, my stomach was literally eating itself. And I was just like, I have to jump off the caffeine and see if that has any effect on my quality of life. And I kicked the habit, and I haven't gone back. I went, and then I dipped into tea for a little bit, being like, oh, okay, maybe I need something to wake up in the morning and that'll help. And the stomach issues, my dude, they came back. So I was just like, you know what? I just can't mess with any caffeine.
Wow. So, yeah. It's really interesting, because my go-to wouldn't have been the caffeine necessarily of all the things in that Diet Coke. But yeah, you definitely might be on something. I mean, the
aspartame, I'm sure, was also slowly killing me. It could have been that too.
How long ago was this?
I want to say like at this point, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Did you step down or did you just go cold turkey?
Cold turkey.
Yeah.
I was like 2 days of just like, shaking.
Did you have withdrawals? Were you headaches or what was it?
Headaches. And I had headaches. It was mostly just headaches.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Like, no shivering, thank God. Then I'd be like, I'm really sick.
The pure DTs, you're just hallucinating.
Just one sip of Coke. One sip of Coke, man. I'll be fine. But so I went cold turkey.
All right, that's good. And no turning back. You feel a marked improvement.
No, I feel good. And I just honestly never drank coffee my entire life.
Yeah.
I think like I went to college and I was like, I'm gonna start drinking coffee. And I did, and I pooped my brains out. I was like, coffee isn't for me. Yeah. My body's not ready for coffee. I don't think that's the bod. That's the move. And
love
now
it.
I'm mostly water.
And then, so what are your nighttime alcoholic bevies?
Okay, so lately we've been getting into, I'll plug a little local place, Fancy Free Liquor. I don't know if you guys know that place.
No, Fancy Free?
Fancy Free. And what they do, it's like sort of, you know, your kind of typical, they have, you know, hard alcohol, they have, you know, all sorts of alcohol and wine and beer and stuff like that. But we got into them during the pandemic because they had like drink sets or drink kits.
Okay.
So it'd be like, oh, let's get like a Manhattan drink kit or let's get a Mai Tai drink kit. And at the time they still are, they deliver. So during the pandemic, we were having like Mai Tai kits getting delivered on the regular.
Oh, so beautiful.
And they have all the ingredients and like little straws and umbrellas. So that's like been kind of the move. So I get my wife those kits every once in a while, either for birthdays or just becauses, and it's more fun than flowers.
Just because. So, look at this guy.
Just because.
So we have way too much alcohol in the house. Right now we have a Manhattan kit that we're finishing up and a honeymooner kit, which is
what's
very,
a honeymooner?
Very tasty. That's a great question. Let me vamp as I look it up.
is a honeymooner like a rum type of cocktail?
Yes. Fancy Free Liquor. It is with a like Puerto, we have ours with like a Puerto Rican wine. Oh, Puerto Rican rum, not wine.
Okay.
Mm. But it's like, let's see, what's in it? It is rum and then a mixture of passion fruit, lime, grenadine, pineapple, and we had some tiki bitters as well.
Oh.
A little bit of an afternoon tiki drink.
Well, summertime. Beautiful. Fun.
I love tiki drinks. This is right up my alley.
Me too.
I love that they come with all the accoutrement, because that's really what it is all about. You need the umbrellas and the straws, especially during that pandemic. You had to have some fun.
I mean, as we're just in our pajamas with dark circles under our eyes. With the umbrella just brought that spice of life. But they also come with, it's so funny, they also come with like the right ice. Like it'll either be
it comes with the ice
crushed. Yeah.
Wait. Like trays for it, or the ice comes in like a dry
bag, a humongous bag of ice that is recommended for the kind of drink.
Oh, JoJo, we got to do this for the show. This is sounds so great.
I'm looking at this for $90. You can get a zombie punch kit. Okay, so a real heavy duty tiki drink. That sounds like a lot, but cocktail kit yields approximately 12 drinks, it says. It includes 10 pounds of pebble ice. He's not kidding.
Wow.
It's the 10 pounds. It's like crazy.
This That's is fantastic. So cool. Yeah, a whole, so it's a full bottle of rum, then a smaller bottle of overproof rum, some zombie punch mix, dehydrated grapefruit crescents, 12-pack of tiki straws, 12-pack of umbrellas, 10 pounds of ice.
That's Come beautiful. On now. That's, we're definitely doing this on an upcoming episode. That sounds delightful.
Yes.
Can't go wrong. It's super good. And they have a bunch of spooky speakeasy stuff right now.
Yeah. Oh,
so
my
it's a
God.
little Halloween-y.
Okay. We'll get Halloween-y.
This
then.
Is happening. So, okay. they, so
fudge.
Speaking of cocktails, I kind of want to get to this Four Roses. Michael, is there anything else before the end of the night? Like, are you having a little water before bedtime or anything?
I will do some water. I will usually like drink. I'll drink whatever mixed drink, or like sometimes I'll just have like scotch, just a little finger of scotch, just a little something smooth to take me out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I usually have some water, and then I'm off to bed and to do it all over again.
Do you wake That's up beautiful. In the middle or at any time in the night to urinate?
No, I get that. I take care of my business before bed. Part of my system.
I'm really jealous.
You have really a system. Yeah. Are you a cocktail every night person?
No.
Okay.
No. I not every night.
JoJo, are you a cocktail every night person?
No, not even close. But I respect it. You know, I think anybody, especially as you mentioned, sort of rhythm of your life, you have a young child that sounds like that. If you were able to make that part of your routine, it would show, I don't know, a bit of extra fortitude that I don't possess, because it does feel, it can be a lot, especially when one of these kits hits extra hard.
Listen, when you're going through the bowl, those bottles too, it is not cheap.
It's just going. CK in the chat is saying, "What about a blue moon with orange peels?" JoJo, have we ever done blue moon on the show?
That's a good question. I don't recall.
I was used to love Blue Moon back in the day.
Same. I'll still order one from time
classic.
To time.
It's a classic. Okay. All right. Well, I love that. It's a great beverage profile. I mean, a little interesting. You're not drinking till so late in the day, but it's a fantastic profile.
Still
you should feel no shame. And it's a delightful profile.
I feel
profile.
A little shame. I feel like I should see a doctor. What's the opposite of rabies?
Okay,
C-bar.
Gang. So this is.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
This is what's happened tonight. I love Four Roses bourbon. It is my favorite bourbon to make an old-fashioned with. I've become so fond for it. And there's a few different varieties. And in my house, I got the single-barrel variety once, and I fell in love with it. Then Elizabeth got the small-batch version one time. That's her favorite. So we like all of them, and I can't wait to figure out, like, what is truly my favorite one. And we also have the small batch select, which I've never even had. So we're going to dig into all four of these, and we got to figure out how to do this. Here's my one big concern.
Okay.
And JoJo, I feel like we kind of talked about this maybe last week or the week before. There is something about no matter what the first thing that we taste, our palate's kind of destroyed instantly, sort of, for the other ones in a certain way, right? And this is going to be
extra bar a bit.
Yeah. It's going to be extra tricky, and we're doing this blind, so we don't know the first one that we're getting. But I just want to keep that in our mind, sort of, as we go through these, and what hints there are to really decide. Because are they all going to taste the same, or are we going to know? I have no idea how different these are going to feel.
I don't really have a sense of it either. I know we talked a bit when we were setting this up last week about like price points on some of these, but can you give us them in order of like cheapest to most pricey?
So okay, the OG is just this Four Roses bourbon here.
Okay.
And that's going to typically, you know, regular bottle. How about, what is a regular bottle again?
750
mil. 750
mil.
Yeah, yeah. Those are going to be on the low side, $18, high side, you know, 23.
Sure. Right?
Then you got your small batch. That's going to be, when I get it, typically it's in the like 30 to 38 range.
Okay.
Depending on your store. Single barrel is going to go a little up from there. I've seen it at a size, I feel like I've purchased it for 45 before.
Okay.
And then this small batch select I've never had before. I saw it at places like Total Wine, like online for like 65, but I got it at Costco for, I want to say like 45.
Dang, and that's, is that
did you have to buy like 25 of them?
Well, it was really funny. Like, I thought it might have been a bigger bottle at least, because you know, like some of those bottles at Costco, but it's just the same. It's the same size bottle as all these bottles, but it was, it seemed to be $20 cheaper than your other kind of stores. But so what's also interesting about these is the proof of all of them. So this also might be a hint for us. So the OG, the bourbon is 80 proof.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Small batch is 90 proof. Mm-hmm. Single barrel is 100 proof.
Mm-hmm.
And then our small batch select is 104.
Oh.
Mamma mia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
interesting. We got to keep the little stat cards up, I think, while we're drinking. That'll be helpful.
Yeah, we'll keep going back to those. Should we read the little synopsis of each one?
Oh, here we go. Maybe? This will be a close up here.
Let's do this.
Oh, there we go.
Description. Mix up your favorite. This is the regular bourbon. Mix your favorite cocktail with a sophisticated contemporary flair with this worldwide favorite. Enjoy this smooth and mellow bourbon with this long and soft finish. Savor its unique aromas and flavor in your favorite bourbon cocktail and on the rocks or with a splash. 80 proof.
It works for all the recipes. That's what those little punch card numbers are for those watching along.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
They have some recipes on their site.
That was what my question was. That's great.
We're going to circle back to that because I'm curious which one it says is the best for old fashions. Okay, small batch. Again, this is going from 80 proof up to 90 proof. This one's aged 6 to 7 years. Wait, did the original one say how much it's aged? Sorry, I'm going back real quick, guys. Aged a minimum of 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that probably means 5.
It's 5 years. We got to get the barrel clean. All right, let's get it out of there.
Okay, so small batch, aged 6 to 7 years, and it's 90 proof. If you've ever wanted proof, mingling bourbon is an art unto itself. You'll find it in this perfectly balanced small batch bourbon. Four original bourbon recipes have been expertly selected by our master distiller at the peak of maturation to create this very mellow and perfectly balanced bourbon. You can enjoy it best straight up, on the rocks, or simply with the splash of your favorite mixer. So this is, they're mixing four different kinds together here.
A blendy.
Yes.
Seems like it.
Okay, let's go to the next friend, single barrel. Now this going into this is my favorite. You'll want to savor the taste of this premium single barrel again and again. It's complex, full-bodied, surprisingly smooth, with a delicate long finish that's unbelievably mellow. Drink straight up or on the rocks, 100 proof, age 7 to 9 years.
I'm actually going to take back what I said before. I don't believe that the small batch is any kind of blend. It is just bourbon. I think what they're referencing were these recipe, or it says recipe makeup, or this again is just one. I'm curious to see it. If one is just drink this straight, you know?
Mm. Oh, wait. We need to go back to that. Yeah, we'll hit that.
What is this?
Yeah, we'll go to that. One sec. Okay. Yeah. What is this? Okay. Small batch select. Master distiller Brent Elliott selected and mingled 6 of 4 Roses. Would that be 2010 bourbon recipes? Or no, 10 recipes.
Bourbon
Sorry. Each age a minimum of 6 years to handcraft small batch select, non-chill filtered and 104 proof. Our newest permanent product line extension offers truly unique flavor characteristics. 104 proof. In 2019, small batch select launched in Kentucky, New York, California, Texas, and Georgia, and is now available in more than 30 states. So yes, this is interesting. Recipe makeup. So this is 6 different recipes. Let's go to the what is this on this. Only Four Roses combines two mash bills with five proprietary yeast strains to create 10 distinct bourbon recipes. Each recipe brings something different to the batch, and careful mingling them allows us to achieve an endless range of flavor profiles to please any bourbon lover. Okay.
So this is like the flavor profiles that it's combining.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
So the regular one is a mix of everything.
Everything they
it's
got.
All the flavors of the rainbow.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's good.
That's how you keep your costs down on that one.
Yeah, that's the it's true. I mean, this sounds bad, but it's probably literally the bottom of the barrels, right? Like at some point you're homogenizing sort of your dark roast coffee. It's like at some point you're putting all the stuff that's left over, you're making something that's still good. Okay.
Your kitchen sink.
Yes.
All right. So, okay, this is what we need to know. Okay, so we know going in the OG
the single
bourbon
barrel is a single barrel.
That is everything. Single barrel. Let's real quick look at the small batch versus the small batch select of what flavor notes they're saying, right? To see if that gives us any hints going into this. So small batch, you got 2, 3, 7, and 8, which is 2, rye and baking spice. 3, rich fruit. 7, baking spice. 8, rich fruit and vanilla. Maybe that's something to take into consideration.
Spicy, fruity,
vanilla. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the other one that we need to look at? We want to look at small batch select, which is, it's 1, 2, 6, 7, 5, 10. This is too much.
All right. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 10.
1, 2, delicate fruit and rye. Rye and baking spice for 2. What was the next number?
Oh, then delicate rye.
Don't forget that mint.
5, delicate rye and mint. Okay.
Oh, okay. And then we had, what was it?
6, 7, 10.
Jesus, 6, 7, 10. Delicate fruit and caramel. Okay.
Okay.
Caramel and herbs and mint. Okay. Select, maybe something minty and caramely. Small batch, something, we're not going to know anything.
What do you say? Fruit and spice. Vanilla-y. Vanilla, fruit, spice versus those will be the tells.
Let's get into these.
Okay.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's start with number one, gang.
The idea that the first one combines all of these things is great. I love that they stuck with that. Oh, wait. Can we see what one is? What's number one say? Because that's going to be the single barrel.
Oh, delicate fruit and rye. Oh,
okay.
Oh, wait. Which one should I start with?
We're going to start with the one labeled number one.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, I see. Their numbers are on the side. I see. I have some caps.
Ooh, I'm smelling, definitely getting some fruit notes in the scent.
It doesn't, this one is not, it'll be interesting to smell the other ones. It doesn't hit as hard as I thought it would hit. Like usually bourbons hit you on the nose.
What's our, I think it's also important for listeners to note, we're all drinking these out of mason jars, so we shouldn't have any, sometimes we have plastic as an interfering.
I have plastic tonight, by the way.
Okay, never mind.
Ooh, that's nice.
Our experiment's all fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, that does smell good.
This one, it's, you know what's so fun about bourbon? It's just an instant body warmth. You're in the game instantly.
Hits it right out the gate.
Wow. This feels, I'm going to say, pretty high ABV. my gut. And not that we have to guess what these are until the end, Michael, we circle back.
Oh, God.
That's so hard to tell. That'll definitely have to be hit against other stuff. How much stuff is
in
a whole jar?
It's got a good aftertaste.
Ooh, yeah. Speak to that.
That's about, how much should I pour? Is that what you're asking? I would say a little bit more than a shot glass. I kind of measured a shot glass, and then I added a little bit more.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So let's not slam any of these guys, because we're going to want to circle back.
Uh-oh.
Michael's like, that was great. What's the next one?
Yeah.
I gotta wake up tomorrow and not drink any water.
I got goosebumps.
my initial thought on this one is the smell isn't as crazy as I thought it would be, but it's very smooth. But it also feels pretty loaded to me, like boozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like a bit of everything. It really does. Like, it does feel. To me, it's a little, like, muddled in the flavor because there's so much happening. There's so many, like...
It didn't
have a strong flavor for me.
Not one thing that really came through.
Now, none of these are going to, like, keep in mind, too, though, what's interesting about these, you know, if we were doing, none of these are going to be, like, woody or, you know what I mean? Or, like,
Right. It's probably all the same barrels they're using for all these, you know.
Yeah. Ooh, that's real nice, smooth. Though.
Are we going to number two?
Yeah, let's go to number two.
Now, I remember.
Oh, I'm going to palate cleanse a little bit.
This one smells much boozier on the nose to me.
It does.
I remember, this may be wrong, and God, it should be something I know by heart at this point, but I remember the one time I went to taste liquor at a distillery, they were explaining like how to taste it. Maybe it was just a fancy bar, but they're basically like, after you take a whiff, like your deep whiff, and then you take a sip and you hold, you're kind of holding your breath and holding it in your mouth. And then you're swallowing it and then exhaling, and it gives you like a secondary flavor profile. Ooh. So like when you're really like tasting good liquor, it should have this kind of something other than booze as like the kind of back taste. So it's like big old smelly.
This one's more pleasant smelling to me as well, I will say. All right, I'm going in.
Hit me in the throat.
Okay, what's interesting about this to me is there's one of two things is going on. One is it's way boozier potentially, or it's shittier quality. But I don't like this one as much. I know that. My gut is telling me, nah, this one isn't the goods. What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you think, JoJo?
I feel the same. I'm not trying to box you into a corner in case you love this. I'm already starting to slur. This is great. If anything, it is so booze forward. But that to me is not what like other kind of those cask strength, you know, heavier proof liquors are like necessarily. I don't think that's like the tell. I do wonder if it's more the quality. It's going to be interesting to see what else happens here.
Yeah, because you would think, I mean, listen, we know there's a 104 proof guy lurking in here, which, and it's one of their more premium products. You would think that even that being so boozy, it's going to be refined, right? Where this doesn't feel refined to me.
No.
I don't know. And it makes the other one, I'm going to circle back to the other one right now, actually, I think.
Well, the other one feels like more of a crowd pleaser. Like it's so subtle, and it's like at least it's so much easier to drink.
It's
and the other
so
one's like,
smooth.
Yeah. Wow. That second one is like,
it's tough.
That second one's like, I had a long day, I need a stiff drink, and you want to like taste the alcohol.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You want it to bite you back.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Real quick before we go to three, if you circle back to one, this is one of the crazy things about the palate situation. One smells so different to me now, which is, I don't know how that works with my body, but. Where are you at right now, JoJo? What are you looking at?
I love this. The smell of one, like, I think it's especially after, and if anything, two is kind of a palate cleanser because it's so like astringently alcoholic. This one smells like wood chips. Smells great.
Yeah, you can't. There is. It's funny that I said we're not going to get any wood on these, but when you do go back to this, what I meant was none of these are going to be smoky, I think is what I meant.
Right. Yeah.
But wow, one is fucking shining. Okay, let's go to three, gentlemen. Okay, way different smell on this one to me.
More similar to two.
Do I dare say minty? Do I dare say minty?
Ooh, I get that minty scent.
Could be flowers, though, be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going in.
I like this one.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's a different beast. The the viscosity on it almost seems like smoother to me or something. It's different viscosity. It tastes different. It has a different weight.
Yes, it's thicker in the mouth.
Thicker in the mouth.
Mouth thickness.
Wow. I say mouth thickness.
But what's interesting, this is the one with the least amount of those flavor profile ingredients or whatever the fuck. Whatever they are.
But it it does have something, though. What is going on this one? There is something. What do you guys smell? The smell is almost like there's a little bathroom smell to this one.
I'm getting a little dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not just the mason jars.
Well, maybe just the smell of one, but that really shines, you know?
Three feels like such a good, it's a cold night, I want to warm up, like feel the alcohol a little bit. Like two is more like, I'm hanging out at the bar because my marriage is falling apart.
Yeah.
Three is like, no, I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman at home.
Okay.
The fire's crackling. I'm just going to have a little stiff drink.
I want everyone to circle back to number one again. We need a 1-3, a 1-3 combo, okay? I got to tell you, though, the fun thing. Yeah, the fun thing about bourbon is, it's not like I've lowered the, Jesus Christ, I'm like slurring already. These are great. That's all I want to say, guys. You guys are beautiful. I love you guys so much, guys.
Secrets, secrets, secrets.
Here's the thing. Here's the entire plot of Cobra Kai and Twisted Metal. No, I think, you know what's funny? For me, two made one taste better, but three made one taste worse for me.
I feel that.
I just did that combo, and you're totally right, although I will still say, now I got to go back to two, but one does still shine, but three has put one in its shadow a little bit.
Oh, man. I almost want to do this again once we know what these, I want to do this again.
Just you guys, tomorrow night, what are you guys doing?
Guys, let's do this again. This is fun.
I want to, once we know what they are and drink them in a different order, like sample them in a different order, would be cool to see if you still get the same, like, taste issues.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Or if something is, like, I don't know, if something really just stands out because it's better tasting.
It's two is garbage to me right now.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, let's go to palate cleanse and let's go to four. You guys, we haven't really talked about the coloring on all of these. I want to say, though, and do you guys agree that four, that all of them look very similar except four might be slightly darker? Is that just because there's more volume because we haven't drinking any of it yet?
Yeah.
In my light right now, it looks a little darker, and I will say that two might be the lightest of the bunch.
That's the only one I can discern.
Okay.
Oh, I could see four being a little dark. I could see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
One and three, very similar.
Yes, I would totally agree with that. I can't feel my face. Okay, let's go number four here. What do you think of the nose on this one?
All right, it's dishwasher as well. Sorry.
You know, JoJo, so bummed about that because I did throw the mason jars in the dishwasher, but then I rinsed them afterwards because I did to try to.
I'm gonna do my little taster thing. It's fine. It hasn't affected the flavor of it, I don't think. Well, maybe it has severely.
This one smells smooth. I'm going to guess that I'm going to like this one.
Well, excuse me. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Damn. Whoa. Mamma mia.
God.
I think this one might be my least favorite.
Oh. Interesting.
I don't know.
It does have like a Pine Sol vibe or something. Not that
it's just like it doesn't really taste like anything to me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's no, I'm not getting these.
You're not getting the defined flavors.
You know, the dishwasher you might be smelling might be like the abundance of the mint profile that's in there.
I don't think so. I've smelled it in two out of four glasses. I think it's just Cascade.
To me, this one has a bit of a different viscosity weight also. Seems to be a bit of an outlier for me.
Okay. I kind of think I know what these are, boozy. And I know my rankings. It is very boozy.
Wait, so we don't know which ones these are. When these could be anything.
They could be anything.
God.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, we'll reveal, but we don't know.
Right. I thought we were going in order. Oh.
One is not meant to sip whiskey at this pace.
No.
That last sip of four made me feel bad.
Yeah, four is not good. I don't think four is good. Oh. Now, do you recognize any of these flavors?
No, well, here's the weird thing, and let me ask you guys this. We often are using this to make old fashions. Now,
interesting.
These more premium ones, right? Some might say, like, you're wasting your money mixing the premium ones as an old fashioned, right? But let me say this. If number two is the cheap bottle, I think it's money well spent. Mixing these with my old fashioned because I like the other ones so much more than number two. But would you agree with that? That it's like stupid to be making an old fashioned with a $35 bottle of bourbon as opposed to a $20 bottle? What are your guys' thoughts on that,
Michael?
I guess it depends. Like, I would be down to use a better bottle of alcohol for a mixed drink, for like an old fashioned, because I do think you taste the difference in the alcohol.
Yeah.
Like a $60 bottle of alcohol for an old fashioned, I think you do taste the difference. Because I feel like the more expensive it is, the less it burns. And the more you're like getting the like flavor of the alcohol.
Yeah.
Is my theory. So I like, I would buy a more expensive one and be like, okay, I'm comfortable mixing these drinks.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
I feel the same. Yeah. I mean, I think it's well worth it, especially in these alcohol forward mixed drinks. I think it's different maybe if you're making like a bourbon and Coke, right? Something like that, where it's like the primary thing, you're just trying to taste Coke, or even a margarita. Though even saying that, a really like crappy tequila, you'll kind of taste the booze through. If you want a smooth drink, you want all the stuff to be good in it. So,
or like a tiki drink. To go back to your favorite. Totally. Like a tiki drink, I totally feel comfortable using a cheap bottle of alcohol for that because the fruit flavors are overpowering it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Right. You almost want something neutral in that case. Yes. But something like old-fashioned, a Manhattan, even though this is a neutral thing, even like a martini, you want something there that's just going to be smooth. You don't want the bite of just like alcohol coming through. I'm fully for it. I think you should.
Michael, with the Fancy Free, those cocktails things, are the liquors in there, are they like ones you're recognizing? And are they like, you know, for the rum, is it Captain Morgan's? Like, is it just like big things like that?
They have nicer, it's nicer end stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Like they actually, they do a thing where you can actually pay for the more expensive one.
Yeah, if
you
want. That makes sense.
So you can go for like a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
So like the $75 kit will get you like what's typically, I'm guessing, like what, $35, $40. Then they have a $90 set that'll get you the more expensive
Got
one.
Got it. Okay, cool.
So like depending on my mood or if I'm like going a little nicer for a gift, I typically go for the first one, but sometimes I'll be like, you know what? It's a little more special. Let's go for the nicer one.
I love that. Especially at that, like once you're spending that much money because you're buying all the stuff, it doesn't seem as weird. Where I think where we all get hung up anytime you're buying booze of any kind, this like goes doubly for wine, where like you're looking at the two things on the shelf. You're like, this one's $15 more. How much better could it be? If I could buy two of these or one of these, you kind of have that math in your head. But when it's like, well, it's $75 or $90 and you get like the baller bottle of this stuff like that you've maybe never tried before or something, you'll probably,
it's also a good,
you know, tip for that.
And it's also like you said, like with that kit specifically, you're getting 12 drinks out of it.
Yeah, it's legit.
So like you are like, it's like it'd be the equivalent of like getting a $10 drink or less. I mean, you're paying like what, $7, $5 to $7 per drink.
Yeah,
right.
Which is still cheaper than going to a bar.
We didn't even talk about the fact that they also will sell you tiki mugs. I don't know why we're even sitting here. We should just be at the liquor store.
Wait, they sell tiki mugs?
Yeah, at least for the spookeasy one, they certainly do. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I want the tiki mugs. I love the tiki mugs.
Yeah, okay, guys, before we rate these, I have to circle back to one and three real quick. And then I want us to rate each of them, and then we're going to guess what which ones these are.
How are we rating them out of how many roses?
Oh. Just top to bottom. I love that. But no, just our favorite. We're going to rank them.
Got top one through four.
Got it.
Oh, I think I have my fave.
Okay.
I think I have. It's funny. Like, one of these makes me happy. And I want to put this out here. After we had four, there was a moment where I asked a question and you guys both looked like you were lost in like an old memory, like from childhood, like a sad childhood memory. And I felt that too for a minute. I think some of these are saddies. Ooh, and some of these are happies. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh God. One of these I really like. I'm going to put that out there.
I agree. There's one that shines. Okay, and there is a close second for me. Yeah.
Okay. I have my rank. How's everybody else feeling?
I'm ready.
Ready.
I'm ranked.
Okay. Michael, I want to start. Actually, let's start with JoJo and then we'll go Michael.
Please. Me first. Okay. I'm ranking. Yeah. I'm just ranking. I'm not guessing.
Ranking.
Okay.
I'm writing down. I'm keeping track.
Okay. I'm going to go from worst to first. So number two is the worst. Yes. No, it tastes bad and it does actually frighten me. Mm-hmm. Number three, by the way, again, that sucks because like we all started this, or at least certainly you and I now for two episodes have been talking up like all of them, even the entry level one is great. We're like, that means there's one of these. It's either the cheaper one or one of the more, much more expensive ones that is bad. Yeah. So then there's number three is quite close to number two on the worst column.
Interesting. I got to have a little three.
Number four is the second best to me. And number one is the best. The woodiness of it, I am loving, though it's very specific. I could flip one and four, and I feel like four might be. Are you hearing me feedback?
Whoa!
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
my headphones died.
Oh, gotcha.
I could see flipping four for one and actually making it my favorite because it is maybe a more like rounded flavor, where number one is very specifically woody.
That's
which I'm loving. Anyway.
Okay, Michael, you're up.
Okay. This is going to be very controversial. I put number four last.
Oh,
okay.
Love okay. it.
Did not like number four. Number four. Then I go number two, which those two are both neck and neck in terms of not being very good. Then I go number one.
Mm.
And then plot twist, number three was my favorite.
Ooh.
I might prefer a less like super flavorful alcohol. It had that balance for me of like being strong so I could taste the alcohol but not totally burning every sense in my body. So that's my rank.
I'm gonna pour a little bit of three in my empty water cup, wondering if maybe the dishwasher
I will say three has a unique smell though, JoJo, compared to the other ones to me.
Yeah. No, I still feel the same about it. Okay.
Okay, I'm going. Okay. Bottom for me is two. Not a fan of two at all.
Too bad.
Then I'm going to go four. It almost felt like it's just like too boozy and just jarring for me. Then I'm going three.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. And then one, I really, really like one.
Mm-hmm.
And one again, I'm a little worried that is it because it was the first one we tasted? But I don't think so. There's something that just seems really smooth about it.
It felt balanced.
Yeah.
I just really dig it. Like, okay. Now it's getting to guessing time. JoJo, I want to start with you. What do you think number two is?
Oh, number two has to be the bourbon. Has to be the original. Yeah.
The original. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think number three is?
Oh, farts. This is where it gets really hard, guys. I'm guessing what number three is?
Mm-hmm.
I think that number three be the regular small batch.
Okay.
And then I think number four is the Select.
Right.
And I think that number one is Single Barrel.
Okay.
Interesting.
Michael.
All right. Here's my theory. I think number two is, I agree, number two is the
Bourbon, straight up Bourbon OG. Ridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think four is the Select.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think three is the Solitary.
The Single Barrel.
Whatever. What was the single barrel? I like that it was like it's Solitary. Yeah. It was put in a Solitary for 7 to 9 years. It didn't interact with any of the other flavors. And then I do agree. I think one is the top shelf, that small barrel Select.
Oh, no, that's not I was saying.
Wait. Yeah, Michael, you need to back up.
Sorry.
Because you said four was Select.
So there's, you basically have, you have a small batch and a small batch Select. I think the small batch Select is the most expensive of the bunch.
Yes. Let me start that over.
Okay.
I think two is Bourbon Normal.
Yep.
I think four is small batch.
Okay.
I think three is the Single Barrel.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I think one
is the Select.
Is Select.
Interesting. Okay. Wow, it's we're all over the flavor. Place.
I have to say, I mean, number one tastes the most rich to me. Maybe I'm just being hopeful that I don't have to pay $60 for it.
Well, that's the interesting thing about number one is, I'll just start with number one. I want it so bad to be Single Barrel, just because that's what I came in with liking.
Ooh.
But I can see I could understand if small batch was number one. Like, it's a blend that they're like, this is like a really smooth blend.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to stick with my gut and go number one is Single Barrel. Mm-hmm. Because it is so smooth, and maybe it's just a single barrel. Maybe it's the best of the best or something.
Right.
Number three, I'm going to go small batch.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, I'm doing the small batch select.
Oh, so you and I are aligned then.
I think you and I are completely aligned.
Wow.
Where I think we're going to trip up is between the single barrel and the small batch, potentially. Mm-hmm. Which,
yeah.
Oh, Michael did not do. I thought Michael was going to switch those, but he didn't actually. You have one as select, the most expensive, and three as a single barrel.
I think that it is a good theory. Because I have to say, it's a premium taste. It was okay. I'm ready for a reveal. Are you? Mm-hmm. Do you have a
reveal?
Yeah. So let's go. Let's start with the bourbon. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
The bourbon is, this could be the upset of the night,
by
the way. Oh my
God, I'm nervous. I feel like it's going to be.
Number two.
Oh,
we nailed it. We nailed it.
3 for 3.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Which one should I grab next, guys?
Garbage. Absolute shit.
Michael, which would you like to reveal next?
Let us reveal. Let's go in order. What's the select?
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm going in the price square. Order. Yes. Yeah, let's go in price order.
Well, we're jumping from least expensive to most expensive.
Yeah. So what's the? Oh wait. What are you doing next?
Do you guys want to go with the next one up in price or do?
Yeah.
Okay. That so would be small batch. Small batch.
Yeah. Small batch.
Okay. So small batch.
That's what we said.
Sorry, Jojo. You guessed 3 for small batch.
I guess so.
Michael did 4 for small batch, and I did 3 for small batch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This could really change things. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Small batch is. Get
what is
the
it?
Fuck out of here. Number one.
Oh my God.
Whoa. That is an upset.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I'm flabbergasted.
Okay.
I didn't see that coming at all. Honestly, I had all these other theories about like, okay, three and four were weirdly similar in certain ways. I thought that could be small batch and select. And one to me was an outlier.
Small batch had all the fruits. Small batch was the fruit forward one.
Yeah.
All the fruits.
Interesting. All right, let's go.
So then we'll go
single
next.
Single barrel. Right? That's the next.
Single barrel. This will tell us everything.
Holy shit. Okay, wait. Did anyone get... No one got that right then, right?
No.
Okay, here we go. Single barrel. hold on. Before I move, I just want to circle the ones that people got right. So we all got number two right. Okay. Here we go. Single barrel is...
I'm at the edge of my seat.
Number three.
Single barrel is three. Oh, there's no way I got... I did not get that.
Which Michael
got.
Michael got it.
I got... All right.
And that is my... Three was my second favorite. Okay, interesting. Okay.
You did not like three.
I did not.
No.
I hated three.
Okay, so that... So wait, this does make sense that, JoJo, I think that we did nail... So that means that...
Oh, we each got
small
two.
Batch select is number four.
Okay. No.
Which really, I didn't... I wasn't feeling.
No.
Dude. Okay. All right. Well, at least my theory stood that you're the small... Yeah, the small batches, one and four, are related. Like, that makes sense to me. But I one was just heads and tails above it. I'm just... That's so good. Everybody out there, we just saved you like $30.
Yeah, is small batches the one price point up from the OG? And it's really good. I mean, you know, this is my wife's favorite, and shout out to her palate. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Unsurprising. Yeah, I'm looking... Target, BevMo, Total Wine. This thing is $35, $36 bucks. That's it.
It's great this deal. One's
easy breezy.
This one's so happy. What was four? Four was select. It's so funny that
$60 bucks.
The $60 one's sad. $60 one's childhood sad memories.
How much? How much was three? How much was the small the single barrel?
Single barrels in like your, I want to say 42 range.
It's a good deal.
Now, I will say that I have noticed the difference between the small batch and the single barrel in old fashions where you do get the bite of the single barrel more. I have noticed that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think I'm a small batch house from here on out.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's easy. I'm seeing really single good. Barrel, by the way. It's closer to 50 Bing Bongs.
Oh, is it here. Really?
You can get it at currently at Total Wine for $39 bucks, but Target, BevMo, it's 46 at BevMo, 49 at Target.
I wonder how that small batch tastes with an old fashioned, because the small batch is so good on its own.
Oh, it would taste great. It would taste fucking awesome with just an old fashioned. That smoothness. Yeah. I think even the smokiness, the little bit of like the wood chippy barrel taste you get out of it is legit. It's the only one I'm going to like for sure finish tonight.
Yeah. And then I might just thinking hit the four. Exact same thing. All right. That was incredible. And I will say, like, all these were, I mean, number two was pretty garbage. But the rest of them were good, but I'm excited about that. So now we're going to do some crazy hot sauces courtesy of our wonderful guests. Thank you so much, Michael. Pew, pew.
So excited.
You know what? Before we do that, should we play this beat real quick?
Let's get fired up.
Let me see if, can we hear this? So, Michael, we put this beat together with Bev Sounds and a Duck. It's fucking so fire. let's see. Can we hear this? Does that sound right?
Can't hear anything.
Can you not hear it? Oh, wait, no. We're not sharing sound. Hold on. We're not sharing the screen, I should say. That's fire screen right there. Can we hear this now?
Yep.
Ooh.
Ooh. Can I workshop what I'm doing so far?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Put me in, coach. I think I need a bevy. Need that sip, sip. Tell me if you're ready. Got my turvis laced up with the good ice. Little balls coming up through the chill pipe. Level up. Yeah, you know I'm playing tapper. Squad strong when you're down with Mr. Stackers. That's all I got so far. I got work on it.
That's it. You owe a couple more bars and you're right there.
A couple more bars.
I love... Little balls come up through the chill pipe.
Yeah, man. Specifics. Shout out to our Utah listeners.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm working on it. But I hope that inspires.
Gotta fit that nugget ice. Gotta get that nugget ice verse in there.
The well, that's what I was going with little balls coming up. Because I'm like, got my turvis laced up with that good ice. It could be nugget balls coming up through the chill pipe.
Nuggy balls. What about nuggy balls?
Nuggy balls coming up through the chill pipe. All right. Yeah. Anyways, that's where I'm at so far.
Well done.
Thanks.
Lock me in for 10%. I'm here.
All right, sweet, sweet. JoJo, next week I want to hear what okay, you're workshopping. Like, we'll let this go. We're still working on our verses, gang, but hopefully that inspires a little bit.
Yeah, if anybody, bonus Ooh. Points to anybody who makes one in time for Halloween that's spooky specific. Ooh. But I think we can keep this going for a month.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All right, Michael, what hot sauces are we doing tonight? We got the hot right. ones, which, by the way, so many of our listeners have request. Well, honestly, they just want us to have the guy from Hot Ones on.
Yes. Oh, sure, sure.
But, I mean, we're doing Hot Ones hot sauces tonight, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
Completely.
Where do you want to start? Should we start with the classic?
Yeah, so.
Tell us what you got. What do we got? What'd you
do? We've got three classics, right?
Yes, we have three classics. Now, the classics I'm a very big fan of. Because they just go with everything. Very simple, but very tasty. We've got classic normal.
Yes, which, Sorry. By the way, Michael gave Beautiful me a full label. Bottle of this. And I had it on some eggs yesterday, and it was delish.
So good. It's so really good. Next up, we got classic garlic Fresno, which is my personal favorite.
Ooh.
I love this one. It goes on everything.
What it's number is that one? Oh, wait. I wrote these
it's
on my
phone.
It's
a little
phone.
Logo, Sorry. A duck.
This, I'll tell I think it's... It's a little rooster with its mouth on fire.
Cutie.
Yeah. What number is that? I think it's...
That's
I
number one classic... of for you okay. and me, JoJo. Is the, or, sorry. Which one are you asking about, Michael?
Oh, Garlic Fresno. That's number
Garlic
one,
Fresno right? is number one.
Yeah.
JoJo. Okay.
And then we got their new flavor, Chili Maple.
Mm. Yeah, that's number which two for us, some, JoJo.
Okay. Had some fried chicken and waffles with this one. It was real tasty.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Do you make them yourself? You make the fried chicken and the waffles yourself?
Oh, no, no, no. I ordered that in.
Amazing.
It was all right. We did Dinah's fried chicken.
Sure, that's up the street from me.
JoJo and I were just talking about that. Yeah.
What do you think of Dinah's?
I've never, honestly, I've never set foot in there. I've had a piece of the chicken once. At like a potluck watching sports kind of situation. Someone bought a bucket of chicken. That's
it. I've been a couple times, and my takeaway is I loved the chicken. I thought the sides were garbage, which was a bummer.
I don't disagree. I think you have to eat the chicken there. We ordered it in, and the chicken, the skin was falling off. It wasn't as crispy.
Yeah, that's tough.
I could see that.
You got to have the delivery science down. This is like a random thing. We got like Thai food from a place, and I got some like fried tofu situation, and they cut open the top of the thing so that the steam would get out so it stays crispy.
But then you theoretically
you could have like just loose... you know, tofu or meats flopping around this bag or in somebody's backseat.
That's what our Chinese place nearby me does as well. Mm. It always is successful.
It's fantastic.
What? Sorry, what was classic? What number is that?
Classic for classic us, is, JoJo is number three for us.
Right. Then we got, and this one I haven't had yet. It's called Flyby Gin. It's a Szechuan Gold.
Ooh.
That's number four, JoJo.
That's four. And then last, and certainly not least, is the last dab Apollo. Now, and this for, bad boy, that is the very, very spicy one.
And that's Okey the dokey. One on the show, Hot Ones. That's what they end with each time.
Yes.
And okay. So how are we doing these? Do you guys want to just jump into the last dab, or are we going to do the last dab at last? We should probably do it last.
We got to do it last. Otherwise, it's going to fuck us up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to start with the classic.
I like going in the order you called. I just lined them up in the order you called it out. So classic... first. I'm excited for that Szechuan. I love a Szechuan spice. That mouth tingle thing.
I'm very excited.
So what do you guys dipping?
I had never
I got some wheat thins and a little cheddar cheese that I'm going to do. That's how I like them. That's my style.
Sorry, you were saying something, Michael. You never what?
Oh, no. I just did like the Szechuan mouth numbing recently. Without realizing I was going to be doing it.
Yeah, that's freaky.
I think it is so good. You got to do it knowing what you're getting into.
Yes. Agreed.
That classic is so good. Michael, what do you put the classic on? What's your favorite thing to put it on?
So a little diner near us, Millie's.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Love Millie's. My move is I get the Millie's special, which is typically eggs... cream cheese and spinach. Mm-hmm. I switch out eggs for tofu, and I just dump that hot sauce on it. Mm. And boy, howdy, is it the move.
So that's good. Fucking good.
Mm. It's this so like a, good.
It's vinegary and peppery. Yeah, what do you taste in here? I'm just having some plain. I just want a little on my fingy.
Oh, that's a great idea. Mm. Yeah. Oh, when you do it plain, it's got a little bit more bite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
It's interesting because it, I'll say this, it's nothing like Tabasco or Cholula, right?
Yes.
No.
Nothing. It's really its own. Yeah, what are the notes? Vinegar?
Yeah, because clearly vinegar-based, right? But it almost has a little bit more, I feel like a little more Asian flavors, but otherwise yeah, is kind of exactly. Like a Louisiana hot sauce. It's hard to put in a...
Here are the flavors in it. Here's what it's made of. Organic chile de arbol.
Oh, okay.
Oh, chile de arbol peppers. Apologize. Organic apple cider vinegar.
Oh,
organic vinegar. Water.
Sure.
Organic garlic, kosher salt, and organic turmeric.
Mm. Nice. It's so solid.
Chile de arbol.
That's just a solid, solid situation.
So those are those little red dried ones you can get on like an end cap in a bag. The little red, about 2 inches long. Awesome. Okay.
Oh, that's hitting nice.
So good.
I'm going to do a couple little baby bells because Roro was talking cheese and this is all we had.
Oh, love it. That's fun. I'm going to do a little palate cleanser with number one with bourbon over here. Mm.
Ooh, smart move.
Oh, brother. I'm going to poop my bed tonight.
Ooh, the bourbon after the hot sauce is nice, though. Ooh, woo. Keep the fire going. Okay, so we're going to the next one. So which one was the next one? The garlic? This is your favorite, right, Michael? One.
Yeah, this is the garlic Fresno.
Nice. Okay.
And this is your fave. This is what you had on eggs.
This is my fave.
All right, I'm excited for this. Now, is this one still available? Because I know they release these, like, in seasons. Is this one, did it become a staple?
This one, you have to get the 3-pack.
Okay.
But what's nice is it comes with the classic normal, the garlic Fresno, and the new chili maple. So if it's a pretty good deal if you want to, like, kind of get a variety of those classic hot sauces.
Mm. I think I'm already sold after the first one.
Oh, okay. This is interesting. Michael, what's your go-to of putting this one on?
This is the one I put on that egg, that egg dish.
You do.
Or an Eggs Benedict I'll do.
This is sriracha adjacent, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take a little taste solo.
Pleasant.
Oh, you really get a nice garlic on that.
The garlic is so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. The garlic really shines.
Yeah, I think I find this one so much more flavorful.
Yeah.
Than the basic. I love the basic. But this one, I just love garlic.
Garlic rules. This is great. I like that it's a little thicker than the classic as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's delicious. I feel like I don't want to use all of it because I want to come back to it.
I wish we could go to a diner right now. This should have been at diner.
I mean, eggs is the play for these, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's dude, should have made a little test. Scramble.
I feel like I've done wings with the classic and the last dab, and those wings were tasty.
You made your own wings. You tossed them up.
I tossed them up. Threw them in the air fryer. Real good.
God damn. Right,
let's go to chili maple. I'm not smelling the maple, I'll say that.
No. Sometimes spicy stuff has a little bit of a pee-pee smell.
Yeah, this one does have a pee-pee smell. And so this is the latest season. This is their new addition for the classics.
This is what you put on your chicken and waffles.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Okay. It's these.
It's not... Yeah. It's not as flavor forward as the garlic one. Wait, I need to put a more heaping amount on this next bite.
I kind of agree with you.
It's subtler. More subtle.
So far of the three, this is the one I'd put on the table at the restaurant. This is, I think, is maybe the most versatile because it is subtle.
Mm-hmm. I did get the maple this last bite, actually.
I'd say it's balanced.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally getting the maple. That's really interesting.
It's more that one's yeah, that one's got the most like
I'm circling back to that garlic one though. Yeah. Oh my god, you got me hooked on that garlic one.
It's so hot.
Yes.
Hold on.
You gotta have a little dab. You gotta do a dab.
That garlic one's so good. Oh my god.
The garlic one I think is still my favorite.
That shit is delicious.
Wow.
Okay.
Like what I like about these hot ones that they do like when they make their own is like it's hot, but the flavors are so good that it's not just like burn. Like I know this is the basic flavor, but they do a good job balancing it with like actual flavors compared to like a Cholula or Tapatio.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
Yeah, no, these are this I'm
oh yeah.
Very pleasantly surprised.
These are all still unique enough.
Okay, let's go to let's go to number four. What was the this was what was this one called?
Fly by Gin.
Well, this is the Szechuan Gin one. Okay,
take a smell of this one. So it looks very oily.
Oh yes.
Now this one I have yet to use, but I feel like this is a good dumpling one.
Fucking you know what a. I mean? This
what
smells.
Is the what is the big ooh. Note that's coming off of this?
Those are the what's the peppers? Mm-hmm. The like crunchy
it is?
The Szechuan peppers.
Yeah.
Really? That's that smell?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like nutty. Does that make sense, mm-hmm. the smell?
You know what's funny? So a friend of mine who was one of the directors on Cobra Kai, I'm sorry, not Cobra Kai, Twisted Metal, as a gift, she got me these like crunchy Szechuan peppers that you put on everything. And it's not like the numbing peppers, really. They're mm-hmm. just like really flavorful peppers. And they're really crunchy, and you can put them on pizza, on chicken, on breakfast, on Chinese food, on Thai. And it tastes amazing. That's what this smells like to me, are those like peppers.
Is it? Are they dry or are they in a jar also with the oil?
They're in a jar. They're in a jar with a little bit of oil.
Call it like chili crunch or something like that too. Is that,
that's exactly what they are.
It is. It's so good. You got to, I ripped through. I was seeking it out after having it at some restaurant last year sometime. I ripped through a jar in like a month, you know, like a big old, like I was putting it on everything. It was just like
just so good.
Yeah.
It's
it
interesting.
Does do it.
This one, it's all right to me, but not I don't know what I would use it on.
I think you're right about the dumplings. That that's the like oh, Fly by Jing makes a Szechuan chili crisp, specifically that name.
Did they really?
Yeah, I just went to look up the peppercorns. That was the first thing that came up.
It, the heat on it's really nice, though, and it kind of sneaks up on you, but it's like, it's got...
I like that.
Yeah, it's got, like, it's got heat on it, but it's not mm-hmm. overwhelming.
Here's a thought. The first three we had are so good in flavor, you want to put them on something that's a little blander, on your eggs, your tofu, your breakfast. This is a little bit blander. You want to put this on something that's already got the flavor, and you're just adding that heat.
I love that take. That's perfect. Perfectly said. Yes.
I got to go back to the chili one. Oh, God.
It's good, though.
So
Anybody that wants to know about Szechuan pepper, a quick wiki. The reason why Szechuan peppers or Chinese prickly ash, Chinese pepper, Timut pepper, or Mala pepper is so why it numbs the mouth. You might be noticing, Andy, a little tickling on the lips or your tongue. It is due to the presence of hydroxy alpha sanshul, a chemical that is causing that tingling sensation. Oh shit, so good.
It's real good.
Dude.
Real good.
I'm gonna turn into an ad for the garlic one. I can't get enough. Okay. Mm. I feel like we should do the last dab before we get too carried away, and then we can always circle back to some of these others. And we got one more segment after this.
Oh, my God. This one hits. Okay. This is habaneros. And
Are you talking about the last dab?
Yes.
No, JoJo, this is how they end hot ones.
Yeah, this one's the legit one. This one you got to be real careful with.
This
so
is
how
just,
big are we going, Michael? You've danced with this before. How much of this should we take? And I got a
just
palate
dip
cleanse.
A little. I already did a bite. Dip a little bit and take that bite. But it's gonna get you.
Like Wait, I have like a little spoon thing.
I got a little nugget you on should... the end of mine. Does this seem good or is that too much already?
That's good. That's good.
I'm going to go a little bigger than that. Or Jojo, tell me if that was good or should I go a little bigger?
All right, nervous I think
a little bit.
You can go a little bigger. You
I'm going to go... Oh, wait. Let me show you guys this. Does this look good?
Yeah.
Brother.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here I go. It's a sneaker.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a big sneaker.
So I made oh wings with this one.
God. No.
Damn it.
I made wings with this one and I took one bite and I immediately felt the heat. And I mean like more, probably more than, cause it was basted and my ears started popping.
Oh,
it
no.
was so hot, like sweating.
Holy shit.
Just altitude of my body changed.
Dude. I just took another dip.
Dude, I'm going in for a third.
Because
here's the thing. It's super, super spicy, but it doesn't taste like gasoline.
No.
No, great it flavor. Doesn't.
You know what I mean?
But it's not enjoyable. Oh, God.
My elbow.
What's ooh, so that last one was too much.
What's here? So weird about it is it really didn't seem like it was going to be a thing until now. And then it really like, comes and gets you.
That's what, as I was chewing that little nibble, I was like, I really was afraid to open my mouth that I would just like cough out chip dust or something. Man.
You know, it's, whoa. I watched.
I'm sweating all over my body.
I watched a recent Hot Ones. Did you guys see the David Blaine one that just came out recently?
No.
Oh, my God. And he's just like, he doesn't even fucking flinch. It's hilarious.
That's insane.
God, this one sticks around. How do you get rid of this?
Yeah.
Can I circle back to the garlic? Will that help?
You got the cheese?
No.
You got your cheese still?
It won't help.
Get that cheese, dude. You mean the fat.
Do you ever see the, what was it? The,
I'm gonna hit the garlic again. Gotta do it. Just good.
Gordon Ramsay won.
Oh no!
Dude, I gotta try that. Crushing donuts.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oil, bread,
And the sugar, and the sweetness.
Oh, really? That's sugar really too?
Wow.
Oh, the cheese definitely helps. Holy crap!
Cheese is huge.
You know what's interesting about the last dab though? Hold on, I gotta eat one more thing before I say it.
Hmm.
It's bad, but I honestly thought it would have been way worse than that. Do you know? Oh my!
Yeah.
I got running.
I'm glad we talked about it openly before I did it because I think otherwise I would have just gone baloop. I'm sure I've told this before on the show, but one time I was in New York. It was for a friend's bachelor party. I was staying at a friend's apartment, and when we went back to his place to go to bed, we were of course hammered, and we went. Mm-hmm. To Criff Dog in New York, hot dog place.
Oh, fucking love Criff Dog.
Got hot dogs, got tater tots. I'm stoked. Got like a cheese sauce dog or something. I'm just excited to slam and go to sleep. He comes out and puts his hot sauce on the table. And I just lay it on there like barbecue sauce. It's called Dave's Insanity Sauce.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this.
I took one bite and my mouth, it's the same kind of spice, but if you took like a teaspoon of it and my mouth got so red. I mean, I was trying to guzzle like a gallon of water straight out of the thing. He's dying laughing. Things is so fucking funny. He's right. But my mouth, I had like a Joker sunburn around it the next day.
Wow.
From the heat. And then I think the water spreading it around. It's bad news.
That's true. That's crazy. Wow.
My takeaways from all of these, man, I have like a headache all of a sudden. Holy shit.
Oh no.
That's no joke.
Drink some water.
Man.
Yeah.
More bourbon. Oh my God. Wow. My takeaway, though, I sound like a fucking broken record. That garlic one's something special.
Yeah.
It's money.
That's the winner.
That is. I think that is. I don't know. The maple one I really like also.
Oh, yeah. I got to go back to the maple one. That's a great call, JoJo. It's very smooth, the maple one. I just don't know what I would put it on.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that maple one is a
the maple one to me is a Tabasco
substitute.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I would put this on mac and cheese, eggs,
pizza, maybe
tuna melt.
Yep.
That's good.
Oh my god, Michael! Really thank good. You for.
Oh my god,
hooking us up with those. Those are delicious.
Not eating the rest of my crackers.
I'm gonna fucking. Mm. I'm gonna pound this. Number one, what we got, our small batch here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, JoJo, we should do our last segment of the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Oi. So,
holy
we started
shit,
the show.
Guys.
Oh, God. Roro's brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 questions. When we relaunched the live stream, he sent us 100 more. Mm. We're ticking through those in a segment we call...
Brian's questions.
So, Michael, we'll ask you to go ahead and read this question aloud, and then we will answer it together.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Brian's question number 28. What variety of boba will Andy try?
This guy.
Good question.
This is very similar to last. Wasn't last week's boba related?
Mm-hmm.
With, like, a typo, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
What variety of boba really will too. Andy try?
All right, I will
Michael,
not drink
what do you
boba.
Think?
I'm just chomping into the microphone. Michael, you have any thoughts on this? Any answers? What variety of boba do you
I'm
think Andy would
try? I'm super familiar with boba. I don't know. Maybe
I agree.
I feel like a strawberry, maybe a simple boba. Do they make strawberry boba? I have no idea.
Can I read you some? I'm here on the itsbobatime.com/product-category/milk-tea URL. And they have 32 results for their, these are your boba classics, it feels like.
Nice.
I've got almond milk tea, brown sugar milk tea, caramel milk tea, classic milk tea, honeydew milk tea, honey green milk tea, Hokkaido butterscotch candy milk tea, Earl Grey, jasmine matcha milk tea, lavender, lychee, mango, red bean, pistachio, Okinawa milk tea, that's brown sugar again, taro milk tea, strawberry, rose, winter melon. Any of those jumping out as an Andy favorite to you?
What do you think, Michael?
Maybe the butterscotch one? That's the one that sounded super good.
You think I want butterscotch?
It's as if this is as if that's you don't.
I'm projecting.
It's interesting.
That is it.
I might. JoJo, read
maybe
the top
mango?
Three again.
The top three. I think these are alphabetical, so I wouldn't put too
well,
much
there was
in
something
this.
In that top that I was like, oh, I'd get that.
Almond
one.
Milk. Brown. Oh, this is. Oh, by the way, these are actually all milk tea. So I should read these as almond, brown sugar, caramel, classic.
I probably do. I'd probably grab that caramel one, to be honest.
Oh, okay. So Michael was right. Butterscotch.
I wasn't that far off. You were scoffing at me. Butterscotch. No. I'll take the caramel.
Unreal.
A gentleman's butterscotch.
Unreal. It's so disrespectful to our guest.
Well, I mean, the disdain that you shared with me.
Unfortunately, you did not pick one of their top flavors. They denote these with a little speech bubble, orange speech bubble. It says top with an exclamation point. Those are house, jasmine, strawberry matcha, taro, and Thai. Like that's nice. Like a Thai iced tea.
I bet that taro is super good.
That'd be good. It's I delightful like purple color.
Strawberry matcha sounds a little interesting to me.
Ooh.
Smooth.
I bet you'd end up liking the honeydew. That's my guess.
Oh, interesting.
I wouldn't drink any of them, but that's me.
Gentlemen, we did it. My body, I just want to say, in case anyone watches this, I'm looking at myself. Most of the listeners know that I had something going on with my nose. That's why I look like Nelly with the Band-Aid on. But I'm just looking like I got my ass kicked right now. Like, I just looked at the camera and I'm like,
distracted Nelly. He was about to put the Band-Aid on. He's like, huh?
I mean, a 1,000-mile stare.
That I don't know what it, I mean.
Ooh. Oh, it could have been the bourbon mixed with hot sauce.
Yeah, I feel like, let's all text each other tomorrow. I feel like there is going to be some debt for these shenanigans tonight.
Oh,
I
my
feel
God.
Like.
Oh, there's a price to pay for mixing 5 hot sauces, let alone 4 bourbons and cheese.
And I went real hard on the cheese. I feel like I had a lot of cheese. A lot of cheese.
Oh, brother.
I think I'm going to text Elizabeth to wake up in the middle of the night and put a mirror to your mouth to make sure you're still breathing.
You want to hear something funny? I think that my mom does that to my dad legitimately.
Wow. No.
But that's a whole other show.
That's a different podcast.
Splee is saying in the chat, do you still have any Olipop left over? Might as well pile on. Splee, what a fantastic idea. There is one last thing I want to do on this episode, guys. Do you guys have all your bourbon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just finished number one.
Let's mix them all together. Pour them all into one thing.
Oh, no.
You're right. Let's make our own small batch.
Yeah. This is, well, let's call this the T-Bash Mega Batch. And let's just see if we can't come up with our own blend.
I feel like Howard Hughes emptying jars over here.
Oh, why did I top it with number 3?
All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is going to be bad.
This kind of makes me want to vomit just looking at it. It's like at the end of a party when you're just putting cups in cups.
You guys,
and
it's not bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that good, but it's not that bad.
Okay. I'm mixing it up a little bit.
I don't like it.
Odd. What
having did you say,
JoJo? I don't like it. Having just finished number 1, which is so pleasant... so delicious. This still tastes acrid and pee-pee related.
Okay.
I don't like it.
It's not bad. Maybe I just like pee-pee, but it doesn't taste that bad.
Oh, Michael's a pee-pee boy.
A little pee-pee boy. No, it smells awful, but then the taste, it has the smoothness of one.
Oh. No, it doesn't.
That is inaccurate.
Maybe I didn't finish as... Maybe the hot sauce burned off my taste buds.
Well, thanks for stopping me from drinking any more of this. So.
Oh, my God. All right. Michael, you have been a tremendous guest, and we can't thank you enough for your hospitality and your hot sauces. Thank you for going this journey with us. JoJo, God, you look beautiful right now.
Thank you so much. I'm sweating profusely. I'm in my jammy bottoms over here.
Oh, dude, just doing it
change
up.
Change them.
I'm going to have
change
to. I'm going to have to. Daddy's going to have to shower after the show.
Listeners, please send in those wraps. When Michael's Twisted Metal comes out in 2023, fucking watch that, stream it.
Yes, please
shout it
watch
from the
it.
Rooftops.
Yeah, if you need any beats, you need if you want to find a place for this particular.
Oh yeah,
song
you, we
in
have
the
that
show.
Duck beat. Yeah, if you want to put this duck beat in the show,
I
that would be great.
Send it to me. I should try to sneak it in somewhere. I think that'd be funny.
That'd be amazing.
I think it would. Yeah, might you know bump the show up a bit. You know, I'm not trying to take anything away from the work you've been doing, but could elevate it.
The bump.
I think you're right.
Michael, is there anything else that you want people to know about, check out?
Yeah, definitely check out Twisted Metal when it comes out next year. It's going to be really fun. A lot of cars blowing up. It's really cool. Check out Cobra Kai season 5.
Hell yeah.
It came out in September.
Hell yeah.
Very proud of those episodes that I wrote and the show in general. I've been writing on it since season 1, so very, very awesome show to work on.
Such a fun show.
Thank you. It's really fun. Who doesn't love a karate soap opera? But yeah, just those things. And just keep an eye out for Twisted Metal. We should be ramping up the promotional stuff going into the new year.
Amazing.
Love it.
Sick. It's going to be fun.
All right, gang. JoJo, you got anything?
No.
All right. Michael, thank you once again. And JoJo, are you ready? Go fuck yourself.